Hello and welcome to another episode of Old Faces. I'm your host, Mr. Mocha, and I am live with my co-host, Mr. Minx. We also have some of the OGs of the LS. We have Craig, who's sitting right in front of me, Craig McKinney, and the big dog, Goliath, DFW Goliath. And this is the Splash Mocha season kickoff, and we are live from Atlanta. Mr. Minx took a vacation. Mr. Minx, get us going, baby. Get us going.
Mr. Minx's vacation was a working vacation. We had a lot of travel the last couple weeks, and I did forget about you a little bit, yes, but I'm back with you, and I am happy to be here. Made a special trip to be down live in studio with Mr. Mocha again. We don't get to do this very often, and so I made an extra trip early down to the Splash Mocha event here in Atlanta appearance. Brought the Minx in. She's wandering the halls right now, getting to know everybody and seeing what's going to be out there, what the party's going to be like. This actually officially kicks off tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
So you mean she's out there shopping?
I think she's out shopping early, yes. She's getting her pre-party going and seeing what is available. We didn't realize that Wednesday night is such a big night, pre-night party on. Now, Wednesday seems to be the hot ticket. Come in early for these Mocha events. They always do kick off at Thursdays, traditionally, at 4 o'clock. Yeah. Except for that New Year's Eve party, because that was an odd one.
Wednesday has turned into a big day for Splash Mocha, man. Splash Mocha officially starts Thursday, but yeah, there's a lot of people that come in for Wednesday, man.
I'm shocked at how full for not having the hotel tonight. And I saw a couple of families walking.
Oh, families, kids.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people walking around the lobby. I'm sure they're looking and going, what in the world?
Right. They said, I think this hotel holds like a little over 200 rooms, and they said for tonight, I think they have close to 90 rooms for people who have come early for Splash. So, I mean, that's a lot of people, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. And you know something, every year I will say, you know, in my opinion, I think that, you know, if you're going to get the Splash Mocha experience, a lot of times, I think coming that day early, you know, to me, like, Tuesday, if you can come 2 days early, give you a chance to get in, get settled in,
get some rest,
and start early. If it weren't for the fact that, you know, we were doing setup, like, I would have started playing early today. You know, I'm sure Goliath already.
I played the fifth.
I'm sure Goliath already dove in somewhere, but
staff has certain restrictions for these events.
So. Not on Wednesday.
Not Wednesday, baby. Wednesday is it's green light. It's green light.
I know there's a couple women who came down and they were like scavengers. Just like, they were like, I'm horny. My pussy is dripping. And I want to fuck right now.
I like those attitudes.
For the people who missed the New Year's party, it has been Houston since there was the last Smoka event, and that was in early November.
So
people who didn't get into that New Year's Eve party, which I'm telling you was one hell of a party. But
excellent.
Yeah, people are. This is why this is the kickoff for the season. Traditionally, it's always been the Atlanta March.
Yeah.
Kickoff for the Mocha season, you know, and then there was the four parties, Atlanta, two in Fort Lauderdale, finishing the season in Houston.
So there's a total of six now?
There's a total of six now. And this year, Atlanta and then Orlando is the next one, I believe.
Yep. Sure. Orlando.
Get your spots.
And that hotel, that's the same hotel from the New Year's party, right?
Yeah.
That was a good hotel.
I'm going to tell you, man.
When it's going to be warm, because New Year's was not a pool party.
Oh, no, it's not.
Somebody was talking about that earlier.
Too cold. But that would be a good one for June.
Ice.
And
ice
then back to Fort Lauderdale.
July, August.
A 3 month run.
All right, boy. Back to back Mocha parties, three in a row. Please don't tell the Minx that. My wallet can't take. Even though we became affiliate couples, man, I still can't sell enough. Holy smokes. Right, and then they're going to finish up in November.
That's going to be nice. All right, so the question is, all right, with everybody here, what is everybody looking forward to at Splash? What are we looking forward to?
I'll start out with that, man. I'm gonna tell you what I look forward to in Splash. I've already experienced, you know, looking forward to seeing those couples and those friends and those single guys that I haven't seen since New Year's or Houston, or some of them since Fort Lauderdale Splash last year. Mm-hmm. You know, this is kind of like a family reunion in a little bit of a way, man, where you see people, like I said, you haven't seen in a couple months. And it's like, even those people that I don't know personally by name, you may only see them and you're like, hey, what's up, man? I haven't seen you. Hey, man, how you doing, man? Good to see you. There's like a camaraderie amongst people that I enjoy. Like, I know one woman who sat downstairs in the lobby earlier. I was like, yeah, my room ain't ready. She's like, my room is ready. I was like, well, why don't you go upstairs? She's like, because I don't want to just sit in the room. Mm. And we sat downstairs for like 3 hours just looking at everybody walk in and saying hello and to everybody that we knew and introducing ourselves to some that we didn't know, you know. So it was just a great experience just sitting down in the lobby. I was inconvenienced because I didn't have my room, but, you know, we sat down and we just kicked it with everybody. You know, Mr. Mocha came over and we BS'd a little bit. I teased him. He always talked S about
me. Hey, this is what we do. This is what we do.
You know?
If you hang out with me and I don't talk shit to you or about you, I don't like you. Like, I don't fuck with you. Like, that's just, you know, that's how we do. You know, we give each other a hard time. We have a good time.
Always,
we feel good, you know.
And you always give me shit, so.
Always.
Always. But that's the thing I look forward to most of all every time I come to Splash, man. I mean, I know I'm going to have a lot of sex. You know, that ain't ever, I mean, this is the type of, I mean, yeah, I've heard you talk about it on this podcast many times, Mr. Mocha. It's like, this is the most DTF party I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know it's going to go down. You know?
That's why you keep coming back.
Yeah.
How could you not?
Yeah.
But, you know, I enjoy seeing those people, man. Like, well, man, I hate to call him Hat Dick. But you know, I don't want to say that.
Did you say Hat Dick?
That's what he's known by, is Hat Dick.
What the fuck is Hat Dick?
I don't want to throw his name out there, you know? So I don't want to throw his name out. I don't know if he's comfortable with people saying his name.
Well,
but
Mr. Hat Dick.
We'll call him Hat Dick.
Talking about him either way.
Hat Dick is.
You know, I haven't seen him in several parties, you know? I mean, he's a great dude, you know? I love chopping it up with him and talking to him and everything, you know? And it was good to see him, you know, and that's the thing that I really look forward to is to seeing people I haven't seen in months, you mm-hmm. know, and kicking it with them.
Yeah, that's the truth, man. I like connecting with people. I like building relationships with everybody and networking and things of that nature. So it's always good to see people I ain't seen in months, sometimes years. But we do love the fucking too. Mm-hmm. This not overshadow that. We do like to fuck.
Yeah.
Like to fuck well. Like just appreciative of the husbands that bring their wives here to have a good time and get that out, because not everybody can have that in their local city, stuff like that nature. But I do love the relationships that are built and the networking that's had, because we're able to. I travel a lot, so I get to see people like, hey, now I'm going to be in your city this time. We may not connect to this Splash, but guess what? We can connect now.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that aspect about Splash.
How many of St. Goliath did you think of these couples are returns? I mean, it's a very much a family atmosphere. I know we've experienced as the mixes every time we come. It really feels like coming to an old home reunion.
This is a big family reunion. The return rate, it has to be above like 85, almost 90%.
No, yeah.
Without a doubt.
I mean, it's really higher, but I'm just trying to be conservative now.
Yeah,
but
you
see the familiar faces. The rapport that's just built, and you see how people evolve after each Splash. So you may see somebody come, they're more timid, and then next thing you know, you're a vet after that first one. Like, you're a vet. You're like, okay.
This is the least intimidating party you will ever come to, which is crazy. It sounds like the most intimidating. Okay, you're going to go to this interracial, you know, this interracial party. And, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, single black men there, and there's going to be these wives and blah, blah, blah. But this is the least intimidating party you'll ever go to, which is so weird. And I realized something that you said, and the reason I say it's the least intimidating, when you walk in, Everybody's very welcoming.
The camaraderie. Yeah,
everybody's very opening. Yeah. Everybody's very open. Everybody's very welcoming. I mean, my first time meeting everybody who I've met, my first time meeting Craig, Goliath, Mr. Minx, it was instant friendship, instant conversation. It was never a moment where you walk in. Right. And, like, when you... I think it's when you look at the people, if you can't see the people, you know, Goliath, his name fits him. He's a big dude. Mr. Minx, you listen to him, super nice guy. But when you look at him, you can see that he has some sort of a background somewhere that means that if he got upset, he probably hurt you really bad. But you never know that when you listen to the way he speaks and the way he carries himself and how open and friendly he is. And It's hard to explain unless you've been here. I spoke to a couple today who was, last time they came, it was their first time here. And he was saying how, you know, his wife is a complete introvert. It's very difficult in environments like this. But after her first one, now that she's back, she's very comfortable. She's ready already. Like most parties like this, it takes multiple parties to get comfortable.
Right.
You know, so that's something that, you know, I like about it. And then I also realized this. One thing that Craig said earlier was...
We got titties and asses.
Ass and titties. Right. Ass and titties.
Ass and titties.
She's in my cheeks.
Listen, that's okay, ladies. You can feel free to talk.
We just had
Coco.
Minx just showed up in the studio.
Coco, what is your Twitter?
Mr. Mocha from his point.
My Twitter is big_cherry69.
Okay.
Big_cherry69. We appreciate you making those cheeks clap. And then we got the sexy Minx here. She walked in and, you know, they came in flashing us.
Yeah, but what's your... Hey, Mrs. Minx.
Why are you wearing
a
bra?
Mrs. Minx, what is your Twitter handle?
At Hard Liquor A.
There you go.
Liquor like the liquor you drink.
I knew she was
Hard Liquor.
Hard Liquor, all one word, and the capital letter A at the end for angel. Yes. So we were just talking about how welcoming the crowd is for anybody who comes. Either you're a first time or you're a seasoned veteran of the Mocha parties. When you walk into the Mocha event, the staff greets you with a smile and all the guests greet you with a smile.
Well,
so
you walk into a shirt like Mr. Mocha has on.
This is my choking hazard shirt. I wear this shirt to every single Splash Mocha.
That's his setup. You know. That's his setup work shirt for the event.
This is my invitation shirt.
It's very vanilla.
Are you okay being choked? If you look at my shirt and smile, you're probably going to get choked on.
I see big smiles over here.
What'd you say?
Oh. I said, but I'll choke back.
Primal.
You keep that energy. You keep that same energy.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Coco has a slow speed. She has energy all the time.
Let me tell you about the first time I met Miss Coco. So we were at you guys were there.
Okay.
At Bella.
Oh, is that the first time you met Coco at Bella's? It's the first time I met Coco.
Well, let me tell you. I come downstairs on a Friday morning, my dick hard as this fucking microphone right here, and she looks up at me and she laughs like, "Holy shit, you're ready to fuck already?" Like, yes, I
morning
am.
Wood. That's the most dangerous time of day. Like, morning wood, shit. Yeah. I break a wall with it.
Yep. She laughed at me. She just laughed.
That weekend. He was going.
Did she jump on it?
No, she ran away.
No, see, I tapped Craig out.
Hey,
I tapped motherfucking Craig out.
That's a motherfucking lie.
Oh, it is? Oh, wait.
She she cheated.
I got
She used that wet ass pussy to cheat. Is that what she did?
She hit you with the wax.
Hey, I thought we were here to talk about Splash.
Hey, listen, man.
She just threw it out there. And you bring the sexy girls in front of us, and we are out.
So getting back to your point, you know, when you're talking about new couples.
Oh, you got tapped out, man. Hey, listen, we all been tapped out before. Look, I ain't gonna lie.
That shit happens. Yeah.
I've been there. You laying in the bed like, I don't know what happened. Hey, you been trying like, this never happened to me before.
Because I'm still in my 20s right now. Because, you know.
They're self-lubricating.
My birthday's tomorrow.
We have to reload.
Big underscore cherry 69. Big underscore cherry's birthday is
tomorrow.
The kickoff of Splash.
Happy birthday.
She happy came birthday. To celebrate here.
That's
at
how are you, Craig?
So we talking about facial gangbang? Oh. Come all over that pretty face.
Sounds like a hell of a
thing. The smile on Coco's face. Yeah,
this is why we like Splash. This is why we like Splash.
Dirty 30?
She's all right. Okay. Dirty 30. Let's go.
I like it. Dirty 30. That's good.
I'm not sure she said, but she's... What a way to celebrate your 30th birthday. Is this your second splash? Third? Is it? Oh, okay.
All right. Another splash veteran.
Yeah.
You always come back.
How have I not seen you if you've been to three Splash Mochas?
Have you guys never met?
No.
Oh. I've never seen it. What other splashes you been to?
I thought I saw a video with you and her.
Oh. I got a clone out
you were here?
Oh, man.
What other splashes were you at?
She must have been at the one where my wife got bit by the spider because I didn't see a lot of people 21? There.
22?
Jacked your shoulder.
21. Wasn't that the same one?
Yeah, okay, that was the first one.
Yeah.
Yours
was 21. 21 would have been the first one.
Yeah, 22. Yeah.
Okay, so let me reiterate and say that
yeah.
I used to be 340 pounds. So, like, I was a lot heavier. I had bleached blonde hair. Like, I looked completely different. Like, if I showed you a picture of me then compared to now, like...
I wouldn't recognize you.
Yeah, you wouldn't recognize me.
Gotcha. Okay.
I was 340 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have recognized you. Because you look completely different.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not...
She's fine as fuck now, though.
You're not even 200 pounds. I mean, what are you, 120, 130?
I'm 165.
Yeah, well, close enough.
Come on.
Hey, she's not bending over, so you ain't got to kiss her ass.
Coco's story is amazing. It is truly one of those really special stories. She's an inspiration for everybody. And when we first met her, I got sitting around the breakfast table with her, and she and I had some really wonderful conversations, and I've been a huge fan ever since then. And the transformation I've just seen in the last year since I've met her, absolutely incredible. And as more comfortable and confident as she gets, the hotter her content gets too. And that's really, I can't pay a high enough compliment for what she's been doing in her world. So I'm really excited. We were really excited to see that she was coming to this and to be able to celebrate her birthday with her. So.
Well, welcome, Coco. We're happy that you're happy. We like happy people.
Damn right.
And you know, 30-30, I'm just saying. I was just coming to interrupt because I'm...
No, that's okay. Listen, we encourage interruptions from women who are coming here showing their stuff.
Yeah, this is the season launch. We're kind of explaining, you know, the Splash Mocha. Well, this is the start of the Splash Mocha season.
Not the New Year's Eve party?
No, that's sort of the end of the year.
No.
I guess it does kind of end.
So traditionally it's this one, and then we roll through the summer. But this year, instead of just four parties, there are six. And I told the guys not to tell you that, and I just told you that face to face.
We're not responsible for you knowing this.
Yeah, you did.
Any of the summer ones.
Yeah.
They're all sold out now.
Yes, they're all sold out. You can't come.
You gotta book early.
Book Houston.
Book early.
Don't worry, we know people.
I ain't throwing you under the bus, Mr. Minks.
Mr. Minks, like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, man. Shut the fuck up. He told me I had an addiction.
But true story, there was over 100 people on the waiting list trying to get in for this party. This is the smallest of the hotels for the mm-hmm. Mocha Party, so this is the one that fills up and sells out the quickest. But yeah, if you're listening to this podcast and you're ever interested, you've never been to a Mocha Party, book early. It is not something that you can wait like even a month before the party and expect to get a room, because they do sell out. Everybody comes back. As Goliath mentioned, it's probably 90%.
Easy.
He works the special room, the reverse gangbang room, right? You're going to get to work
reverse glory hall room.
The reverse glory hall room.
You got to be specific about that.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Wait, reverse gangbang. That was like Freudian slip, wasn't it?
Hey, we can make that happen.
I was like, a lineup.
I will set that motherfucker down.
I'd be up in that bitch.
Reverse glory hall room, like... But I'm
going
to be able to pick certain people, and then I don't care.
That's what I
said. Like, but I can't just, like,
here's
not know
man.
Who's behind
it. I got you covered.
See, that's why I don't like Glory Hole. I need to know who's over there.
But this is what I say about that.
Go ahead, run.
No, because y'all do content. Like, soon.
No, but check.
No, wait. Listen to Goliath.
It doesn't matter. I can't.
In regards to...
I have to know.
Me too.
I've never done, like, a Glory Hole, and, like, I've... Yeah. I want to do Glory Hole content because my fans are like, yeah, but like I need to pick the people.
So,
but I don't care if it's 20 people. But like, I you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I have to have like you guys because I know
I can't just have some random.
Let Goliath explain how he runs his Glory Hole.
So,
hey, ladies, get some chairs. Have a seat.
So, in regards to the reverse Glory Hole room, I see why some ladies may be apprehensive to it, because a lot of people, they want to know. They don't want us to know.
So somebody, one of you ladies got to sit down. Here, and one of you ladies got to sit closer to the guy so you get in the mic.
Be as close as you want to be.
Come on over here, baby. Move your big ass over.
I want to be the fuck up.
Let's make this little Oreo.
Yeah, we are. Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. So in regards to Fresh Going Her Room, it's about setting that sense of, that sight sense, not knowing what's going on and who is behind you, because I tell ladies all the time, in other rooms, you get to see the guy. You get to pick the guy like, okay, this is the guy I'm with. He's going to lay it down right. It's good. But with the reverse glory hole room, the special thing is there may be that one guy that you would never fuck. You would never fuck no matter what the fuck. Last day on Earth, you could save the human race. You're not going to fuck that guy. You'd rather go sit on the island drinking wine and let the asteroid hit the Earth. and that's facts. That's facts. But that surprise guy may fuck the shit out of you in that reverse glory hole room. You get out there and I say, hey, no one know who's fucking you? That guy right there. No way. Yeah, it was that guy right there. He'd be like, I would have never fucked this guy. But damn, he fucked the shit out of me. So that's the kind of little surprise about the reverse glory hole room. It's like Forrest Gump, life is like a box of chocolates.
So here's another advantage of doing the glory hole room here in Mocha, is you already have sort of a stock pond, right? The guys that have been allowed to come to Mocha, the single men, have already been pre-screened, right? So you don't just get randoms off the street. You're already fishing in a stocked pond of quality men. And then you have that extra little bit of safety there with Goliath, who is looking out for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure you get the right guys coming your way, and you know,
get my feedback.
You'll get the right quality. You get the right quality.
Right.
And you can also ask, you know, if you got a couple bull friends or a couple of the husbands like Mr. Minx that could look out for you, Coco, and say, you know, I know your type, but I'll love that guy in. No, go with that.
That's another thing, too. Like, if somebody that you definitely do not want to, somebody you definitely don't want to fuck or anything like that, hey, by all means, tell me, like, hey, I don't want that guy nowhere near me. And I'm like, hey, he tries to come by you. Hey, she said no, bro. No, so get the fuck out of here.
I'll say this. Goliath does a great job of monitoring what goes on.
He does.
In that reverse glory hole room. He really does. He stands there. It doesn't matter what's going on. He stands there and makes sure the girls are taken care of and everything goes down good in that room. And that's the one thing I don't like this motherfucker at all.
I love you too, bro.
But wow, I'll say, I give him some credit where credit is due. He really does do a great job in that room Making sure everything goes down legit in there.
Yeah, because there's a lot of moving parts with it. Being, I'm making sure the guys got condoms on, everything like that. I know that's a safety issue for everybody, so make sure safe play is going on. That's number one. Not everybody's coming down there with their husband, so guess what? I got four holes to manage. Guess what? I'm gonna make sure.
You got what? You got what?
I got four holes. Holes. Holes.
He didn't say holes. Not holes.
Hey, we encourage sluttiness around here.
Indeed.
But I'll make sure that everybody's getting what they need. No matter how hectic in the room it gets, guess what? I am calm, cool, and collected. Make sure it's just going how it's supposed to be. So,
see, I'm just wondering though, like, you don't know who just fucked you. So you're walking around the whole rest of the weekend going,
not knowing.
Was it him?
Hey, be Cinderella.
So does that make you fun?
No.
So that doesn't make you good if you don't know who fucked you?
So hold on. Before we ask that, knowing that he is there being the guardian, and knowing that he knows your type of who you like, who you don't like, who you may not want to fuck you, you wouldn't be okay with saying, hey, I trust you. Or is it because you don't know him well enough to say, hey, I trust you to pick these dudes and say, yes, go ahead and fuck me?
No. So, like, in my head, right, I'm already a dom, so I don't like feeling out of control.
Got it.
So if I am not able to control the situation, especially, let me think of how to word this right, because I don't like offending people. There's a lot of men who carry very feminine energy that I would never play with solely from the fact because they are submissive in my eyes.
Right.
So at an event like this, I would not play with them and allow them to have like a one up on me, because it would, if I played with them, it would be a role where I'm in control. And I would never let a submissive man control over me.
That makes a lot of sense. I get it. I mean, because I do a lot of BDSM type stuff, so I definitely understand what you're saying.
Right? Yeah.
You know, now that you say that, I think that's some of me. Like, I have a submissive side, but I still don't like to give up full control, as he says. Like, I can be slightly submissive, but never completely submissive. So that's probably, now that you say that.
And see, as a dom, like, I have one person who I'm, like, submissive to usually at a time. Like, there's never, like, okay, like, here, I'm going to hand it to you. Unless that person truly is, like, bouncing off the energy that I'm giving.
Right.
Which happens, and, completely happens. So, like, I was with somebody that I'm seeing, like, at an event. And so we went to the event together, and there was a guy there, and it was his first lifestyle party. But, like, immediately, like, our energy levels were, like, fucking insane. And so through the whole party, like, we were snatching each other up, like.
They're, like, Super Saiyan.
Like, yeah. Like, you see me, like, walking down the hallway, and he straight grabbed me by the hair, and I was like, oh, no. And, like, I slapped him, and he was like, do it again. I was like, you know what? Like, I like this. Like, and so it was, like, our energy was, like. Our energies were, like, bouncing off of each other. So, like, in that situation, like, cool. But, like, we were, like, any time, like, we were free, it was like, come on. Like we just knew, like, you know. But I think in a situation like this, unless there's truly, like, chemistry and you guys can tell, like, right off rip, like, I don't feel comfortable, like, giving control to somebody.
I still need a little bit of chemistry there.
I would say, like, as far as the rest of the hood goes, at least come and observe it. See how I run it. See how other women enjoy themselves down there.
See, I think I would like the host. Like, I think I would like to run.
You help. You work
host.
With. No, that's, you that's work with Goliath.
I would love
that. That's my shit.
That's Goliath's shit. That's
my baby.
That's his wheelhouse, definitely. Yeah, but I can understand what she's saying. You know, by being a dominant female, you know, she'd be like, "Yo,
I would say this. If you want to come and co-host in there, you can be responsible for the fluffers.
See, maybe you got to describe glory hole either. So I understand.
I got.
Like, I cannot do glory hole.
Goliath, can you describe what your reverse glory hole positions look like? Give a little more, because we don't have any video here, so you kind of explain. The ladies will lay, like, in your...
Okay.
You got a couple where they lay on their backs, and yeah, they're draped at their midsection, right?
Yeah, so I think the most popular holes... the slots. The most popular slots.
I don't know if that's any better.
It sounds like a home of home, like H-O-E-S, like... Slots
for sluts. Okay, is the doggy style ones. The doggy style ones are very popular. Ladies love that.
Gynecology table, but backwards.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for explaining that, Mrs. Mocha.
You were struggling, so I was just trying to fucking help.
I'm trying to get the words out. Okay. Jeez. Give me some time.
Wait, are we talking about the reverse glory hole or the first gangbang?
That's why I thought
it was doggy style. Yeah. But I was just reiterating that it was like a backwards gynecology table that you just put your ass out under.
Backwards gynecology table. I use that in my vocabulary.
Your knees are supported. Your midsection is supported. Your ass is out, so any guy can walk up and grab you by the hips and fuck you from
not any guy.
Yeah, well, but you're not doing that in the glory hole room.
That's the reverse glory hole room. That's one of the positions.
That's the reverse gangbang room.
No. There's no reverse gangbang room.
You don't come in there often.
Now we see where my confusion started. She's telling me she was in the reverse gangbang room.
We can make that room.
What's the reverse gangbang room?
We're going to make that room happen.
I think it's going to be a room. Now she's thinking,
reverse gangbang room is on the table for the next room.
And I can't do that either.
The other one, I can't.
Reverse gangbang?
I can't do it.
You and five plus ladies?
Nah. Can't do it.
Well, pass them on to me.
Mr. Mocha's shy.
If you could pick. I can't do it.
If you could pick.
Doesn't matter.
I was just saying, I mentally can't do it.
If there's five women. If you said there's five women
of your picking,
that of your picking, be like, hey, this girl, this girl, this girl, this girl, and this girl. Yes,
yeah,
you come into a room.
Totally, that's totally different.
Service me, five of y'all on me. You couldn't do it?
Well, you know something? I guess I did do it for my birthday.
I did it for a birthday myself.
It was not all the same time. Like a assembly line.
No, assembly line.
Like, no. See, my brain during sex works like a sniper.
Single shot.
It's her, boom, I'm taking care of her. Then I'm taking care of her. Then I'm taking care of her. Now, if I got somebody, like, if it's too many things happening, I can't fuck with the TV on, okay? I'm serious. I can't do it. That's why I can't do glory hole, because I need to see what's happening. I need to know what's happening. And if I need to grab somebody by the hair and do what I need to do to them, that's what I have to do.
But this thing, though.
It's too many things happening.
You're looking at it from the wrong angle. Hey, look, they're servicing you. You're laid out. All the snipers are on you.
And here's the thing. I don't want to be serviced.
Okay.
I do the servicing.
But you got a choking hazard shirt on.
Oh.
Contradicting yourself. What you desire.
Just saying.
She's getting serviced while she's choking.
Yeah, I think he just means he
twisted
like,
that.
He just can't.
Oh, it's not twisted.
Tell his secrets. But he's just not a good multitasker.
No.
His brain hyper-focuses on one thing, and he's really good at that one thing. He's fucking amazing at it. But if there's more than, like, one thing happen, like, he gets mad at me if we're talking on the phone, but I'm listening to him but talking to the dog and doing work stuff, too. And he's like, do you need to refocus? No, I can multitask. I'm listening to you.
I don't do it. Like, I can't. Even a threesome with two women,
that's
here's
too
the problem.
Much for you?
This is what my brain is saying.
You know, actually...
My brain is going, wait a minute. I'm fucking her too long. Am I not taking care of her? Her attention is gone. Now my attention is gone. So my brain is all over the place, and I feel like somebody is not getting what they're supposed to get.
You have the natural clock, though. I mean, that's why I have the natural clock.
I do the same thing, though.
So now when my wife is involved, it's easy, because, like, my wife knows...
I just sit on my face. Yeah.
My wife, I trust her pussy, put it on my face... And then you give the girl that's telling my dick direction. Okay,
yeah.
You've been under my tutelage
have to give her direction
for years, so now you know what kind of direction to give, and then we're good. But otherwise, no, I can't.
He can't. Mm-mm. He can talk dirty during sex, but he can't like talk and tell people like where several people were.
No,
he's good at. Like
the person who's in front of me, I'm giving you instructions.
When we got in lifestyle, his like his famous like catchphrase, what was it? Just take the dick. Oh. We would be in the room with like a couple or something, and like he'd be fucking or whatever, and the chick would be like, oh my god, and he'd be like, just take the dick. Like, well, that's over his voice.
Like,
and
I'm like, she's like,
I'm like, daddy, you can't say that.
Because like, here's the thing, like, make a decision.
He would still say
it. Either you're going to let me give it to you or you're not. Okay, so I'm just going to, you know, go ahead and
stick it in.
Well, you know, no, it's
no, he never.
No, what
never
you do.
Yeah, she got it.
So it's one of those things like where you just kind of just get their attention. Because I'm already in it, and it's like, hey,
just take the dick. Yeah, and he
would. And now she's gonna tell me if she's okay with that.
So my friend and I would fuck with him during when we were in like big rooms or whatever,
right?
And like, be like, just take the dick, and then of course he can't focus because
no, that would totally throw us off his game. You can't play his own words against him.
Yeah, my wife
used to fuck with me all the time during sex.
Oh well, it's because that's what I do.
Hold on, we're taking a photo, guys. Yeah, we're gonna get
photo break.
Galas got the arms long enough to get everybody in the picture. I had to put up in two pieces.
I know. Now that makes me think, because I was thinking, when we did the orgy at your house a couple times, I was like, you were standing at the end.
Listen,
I thought you were in it.
You will see me at an orgy, I'll get in and out.
But then, yeah, and then you're there in your robe.
And now orgy's a whole other thing because... So here's the thing about the orgy. I always come down last because, number one, I'm a hygiene fanatic. So, facts. When everybody gets down there, I go take a shower. I can't fuck if I feel like I'm dirty.
Yeah.
All right. And then when I get down, I walk into the orgy room and I give it a big...
I'm sorry.
Inhale.
Right. No, you know what?
So, I give it a good...
Oh,
if things
enough.
If things don't smell fresh, now I don't trust nobody.
I'm out of sweat.
No, not sweat. Not sweat.
That's that sex
mess. Yeah, like, and then like I'm like sitting back, like waiting for my opportunity, because in the gangbang, you don't want to fuck everybody there. There's some people that you want to fuck, and there's some people you don't want to fuck. Yeah. And the thing is, if you make eye contact with the one you don't want to fuck, then you kind of feel obligated. You know?
Shit got to be obligated.
It's like, I don't want to be that guy.
Listen, I'm not obligated.
No,
But that's even the same, like, at content houses. Like, I specifically, like, did not want to play with somebody, and, like, I don't like telling people, like, because he would have been singled out, like, because I played with everyone, and, like, first, we did a blow bang, so, like, the four of us girls were on our knees, and there was, like, seven or eight guys, and, like, they were rotating, right? And, like, okay, head's one thing, but then, like, we were all rotating, like, playing, like, musical chairs, like, in this orgy, right? And at the time, I was seeing, like, dating somebody, and, like, he knew that I didn't want to play, and, like, you can see, like, with the cameras up, like, my ex going, ha-ha, like, ha, bitch, you gotta play with him, and, like, you see my face, like, go from, like, it's so much fun to, I'm like, motherfucker, like, yeah, but you know what, like, a lot of people, like, they can feel, like, energies, and thank goodness for Bishop, he came over and tapped them on the shoulder and was like, my dog, you got to move,
you gotta feel energy, because that don't make great content when you can, you can see that on film.
Oh, absolutely.
You can.
That's why my wife is a terrible content.
And the thing is he's such a good guy. Like,
nah, you got
it. I don't say no. I just am not good at holding my faces.
Oh, what's wrong with saying no, though? Just use your orders.
I don't have a problem saying no, but it's just like...
It ain't got to be disrespectful. Just say
like... Yeah, it's trying to be polite. Like, I try to be nice. And let me phrase this. My wife...
You delegate.
My wife has made me a...
decent member.
More conscious person... because before I just felt like if I didn't want to play with somebody, I'd just say no. And she'd be like, oh, daddy, that's mean. And I'm like, how's that mean? I said, women do it to me all the time. Right. Women do it to dudes all the time.
All the time.
So if I do it to a woman, I'm being mean. And she's like, yes. And then it's all of a sudden, well, it's your face. What am I supposed to do with my face?
You can't change your face.
She's like, or then it's your tone. Well, I wasn't yelling. She's like, but it's your face and your tone. Well, how about you just tell them that I don't want to do it? Well, no, because they're going to think that I'm a jealous wife.
Exactly.
So no, then, how am I supposed to do it?
I understand what you're saying.
But he was
well, they're
going to
think I'm being
like,
insecure.
Quickly, just no. And I'm like, oh my God, you could be like, no.
So now I don't even know how to say
it,
no.
I don't.
To somebody that won't have sex with
you. I'm not interested. Like, there's other ways to say it. You don't have to be just.
I'm like looking around, like, I don't know what to do.
But you know what?
Exactly.
I feel like there's a lot of people who take rejection, like, to heart. Because I don't like I said, I don't like being, like, straight up no to somebody because, like, I don't cut off all options. Like, if the moment is right and the time is right, like, maybe it will happen. But, like, if I say, oh, not right now, like, and then you follow me around the entire time, like, or, you know what I mean? Or, like, I'll say no, and then, like, you're standing there like a lost puppy, like, just staring at me.
Let me tell you, rejection is a motherfucker, man. I hate that shit. You know, that's why, you know, sub girl, you know.
We did a whole show on rejection and how to, yeah, we did a whole podcast show.
Speaking
of that, Craig was a good one on that, so.
Who's on?
Who? Dole Zone.
Sir Dole Zone.
Yeah, Sir Dole Zone. You know, me and, you know, it's funny because Taylor, Sub Girl, she was asking me about if I met some girl, and I was like, nah. She was like, why not? I was like, well, because she got like 40,000 followers. She's like, why? I was like, I don't follow anybody who's got more than like 20,000. She was like, why? I said, because there's just... I just don't believe they're interested for my personal reasons. There's, like, the interest factor. I believe my perception of this and that and da-da-da-da-da. And they're like, okay, I understand what you're saying. But the rejection factor, because they're like, okay, you only got 6,000 followers. I mean, I'm almost up to 9,000 or 8,000, whatever it is. But I'm like, you know, I just don't believe that they're going to be interested in me. You know, I'm like... And they were like, but you follow me. She's like, yeah, but I know you. I know you got a million followers, but I know you. You're my friend, you know, so now I can follow you. But I just, that rejection, man. I mean, I've reached out to people. I've reached out to people, man. I don't know if I told you. There's one person in Florida I reached out to, and on her banner it says, DM for collabs. And I was like, yeah. It took me months, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll message her. Message her, and she's like, you want to shoot with me? You only got blah, blah, blah followers. It'll message you. You want to shoot with me? It'll be $2,500.
Oh, like, I know who you're talking
$2,500.
Immediately, I know who you're talking about.
I was like, bitch.
Really?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, $2,500.
And you see him. He went from me for like, the bitch.
Right. No, he went
the too short.
No. No, I didn't. That wasn't my response. That wasn't my response.
What is your thought?
Yeah, that was my thought. That was the first thing I thought was like,
hey, wait, hold on. I was like, hold on. I gotta pause you because Fix just jumped on. What
the? Wait.
Fix just jumped on.
Hey, wait.
Who was with us that night that we talked to Fix about rejection?
I was the one texting him to find out what he said.
Oh, shit.
About the rejection.
Oh, man, listen. That was the funniest night.
that night that we were talking
because I was saying, I'm not good.
What is it?
All right, so this is what I was saying. Okay, I have a hard time. Like, online, if somebody hit me up, I don't respond if I don't want to mess with them because I don't. That way, I'm not being rude. I just don't respond. But like in person, I was saying I have a hard time, rejecting a woman face to face because, you know, I want to be nice. And like now, my brain goes, "What will my wife say?" Like seriously, like everything is always, "What will my wife say?" Because she acts like I don't know how to talk to people, so I was like, all right, I'm talking to fellas, like, all right, how do you reject people?
I remember that quote.
Hey, Fix, wait, hold on.
So what is it?
I know that quote.
It's good.
Wait, hold on. I gotta see if Fix goes.
Hey, that shit right there was.
I gotta see if Fix gonna get on, because that was the funniest shit.
What he said?
Motherfucking Fix.
He's got.
Listen.
I need to know.
This fool, he don't answer no text messages. He don't answer no Telegram messages. But I love this dude. That's why.
How did
he say
he just people?
I got you, bro.
I
got
you. I sent him a text message. He comes back to me. I'm sorry.
He's on right now.
He was in the gym. I said, for 4 days? I sent him a text 4 days? I'm like, you were in the gym for four fucking days.
Hey, there we go. Hold on, wait. Look at all the headphones. Fix just got a hold up.
That's my guy, Fix. I love that dude.
Hey, Fix, go ahead. You on the microphone.
We cannot sell a pill.
Hey, Fix.
Oh, I can't.
Hey, you on?
Because we don't have the headset.
Good brothers. How y'all doing?
What's good, my G? Good. Hey, listen.
Hey.
I need you to tell us the proper way to reject somebody, Fix.
What's your line?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Hey, listen. It's more than a line. It's really an authentic response for me. I tell them, listen, you a beautiful woman. You just outside my personal preference.
I love that too. I like that. I feel like I'm stealing that all the time.
Listen, but this is the thing. Let's be honest. Yeah. You can see the beauty in any woman in some form of fashion, right? No matter if it's appealing to the eye, the personality, the brain, something. You can find something on a woman that's beautiful. So, I ain't lying. It's just not my personal attraction.
Right.
But too, just like I dished it out, I can take it, though. I had the rejection very well.
And that's honorable right there.
Hey,
I understand I ain't everybody's cup of tea, so I'm the type. You can tell me, nah, you ain't my type, and I say, okay, cool. You can still catch a drink.
Hold on. Let me interrupt you for a second, man. Let me interrupt you for a second.
Buck over.
Hey, my man Fix. That's my guy right there. That's my man. Fix. It's Craig. My man Fix. Let me ask you something.
Use yours.
Let me ask you something, Fix.
Just put your
My man in. Fix.
Angel.
So let me ask you something, Fix. Real talk, man. Did you just say that you ate everybody's what?
Cup of tea.
Fix still on there?
Where did Fix go?
It says he's on there.
He got.
He says he's talking.
He dropped down on mine.
He dropped.
Oh, he's still on mine. It says speaking.
I want to know who ate.
Now he's a listener.
I want to know who ate the Fix's type of tea.
That's what I want.
I'd like to know who rejected Fix.
Oh, you shut up. You shut up.
And the Minx is not one to talk about.
I'm still mad at the Minx.
Hey, my bad, sir. I had some technical difficulties. Hey,
my boy, Fix. My man, Fix. So I got a question for you, man.
Talk to me.
I got a question for you.
Shoot,
so I heard you say something just right now. And listen, I seen you do push-ups against the wall upside down. And I seen your physique. So I want to know. You said you ate everybody's cup of tea. Whose cup of tea ain't you?
He ain't ever rejected.
Right. You ain't got this little...
Hey, listen. Hold on.
You ain't got this little pot pocket like I got.
Let me tell y'all
something. Pot pocket?
What
the fuck?
No. Let me tell you something. First of all, it's a beauty and variety, so that don't mean nothing. You know what I mean? We all bring something to the table. We all got a unique energy we bring. So the physical appearance is nothing. But check this out. I have had some women tell me, Fix, I can respect your hard work and dedication, but the muscle man thing is not my cup of tea. I have had some women tell me that before.
See, Fix, that's
some
why
women have
like
told me that
donuts.
They prefer.
Look, like your ass is getting rejected.
Hey, look, check it out. But I respect it. Some women have told me they respect a dad bod. They respect something cushy, something that they can lay on that's comfortable. I was told I got a body of steel. I'm not comfortable to sleep on. This is what I've been told before.
Hey, we ain't making regular people feel good, Fix. You're like, I was told I got a perfect physique. My physique too perfect. You know what I'm saying? This shit too hard. I be breaking beds with my body.
The beauty of variety is that my fans are not, I am not competing with Fix for his fans.
Right? That's me.
I got the dad bun. That's me, the dad bun locked up over there.
Right, that's me. I got a hot pocket for a stomach. You know, I got a fucking, yeah, pepperoni.
Hold on, wait. No, but listen, hold up. I'm gonna tell y'all this too. Even on the conscious side, right, there is some people who have a fan base that identifies with more of the regular common body type versus the muscle man. Some people feel like it's too Ken and Barbie, and they don't really prefer that because that's not their fans' cup of tea either. So I'm telling y'all, the other sides of the coin, y'all may not entertain. You know what
hey,
I mean?
Hey, Fix, can you do me a favor? Hey, you know, when you came over to Vegas, man, who took care of you?
You, every time.
Who say it? Say the name.
Mr. East Coast?
No, I got to hear him say.
My boy?
Who took care of you, man?
The doc.
All right. You so do me a favor. Doc. So do me a favor. Hey, do me a little talk bit of a favor, man. I just want to talk for this for me to you. Ain't nobody else around. Ain't nobody on Twitter Spaces. Shh. Ain't nobody on Twitter Spaces. Ain't nobody but me and you talking right now. You know what I'm saying? When you find that woman that says, "Hey, Fix, you're too little hard body for me, and I like a little bit of Hot Pocket." Say, hey, you know, I got this dude, my man, Bumbleboy Craig. Craig McKinney. You know, just say, hey, here's his name, Mr. East Coast. And you send him my way.
You ain't right. You ain't right.
You made the speech.
Hey, hold up. Let me tell you something. I'm not honoring that. Can you hear me? I'm going to tell you why I'm not honoring that. Because literally everywhere I go, I always hear a story from a woman about Flogger Guy.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody, yeah, look, now he's laughing. So, everybody know who he is.
Listen.
He's a marketing genius.
Hey, yeah, everywhere I go, I hear there ain't no way around it. People go off and telling me stories, and then they up their phones on me like, look, this is him. And I'm like, damn, again. Yeah, that's my big bro.
It's my big bro.
So hey, now listen, we
that's everywhere across America I'd have been, I'd have ran into that, and that's a fact.
That's true, because I have the same issues. Everybody know who Craig is. Oh, Mr. East Coast? We know who he is.
They do know, yes.
Now, look, we digress. Yeah. I'm sad that you're not here at Mocha with us, you know.
Yeah, miss you, my boy.
You know, us regular guys going to have to try to fill in your shoes.
We even got deep crush, but that's
oh, man,
nice.
Hey, listen. I ended up on board too late, but I know y'all going to hold it down. I know that. I just hope everybody have a good time.
Hey, well, real quick, Figs, it's Goliath.
Goliath, what's happening, King?
What it do? Hey, I just want to appreciate you for being an inspiration to the future generation, if you know what I'm talking about. you set a standard for people that want to follow you, bro. So, bro, I appreciate you for what you've done for the community, dog.
Hey, but I do like.
Bro, because you know I be wanting to choke some of the people.
That's a different room.
I'm gonna say this, man.
Hey,
that dude Fix he's a really good dude. Yo. I love that dude.
He's a good dude.
I mean, every time I'm around him. I enjoy my time around that dude. He's a really good dude, yo. And I and Fix, my man, I wish you was here. You are missed. And you know, I always enjoy being around you, my man.
Who's number two?
Hey, man, vice versa. That's much appreciated amongst y'all, man. You know, I love that good energy. So all I try to do is reciprocate. I appreciate that, y'all, for real.
For sure.
We appreciate you jumping in, Fix.
All right, man.
That's also a good way to segue me out of here.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Get out.
Thanks for giving us your fact based line.
Craig whipped you out.
Y'all stay peaceful. I'm in here.
All right.
Believe that.
Oh, Scarlett's on.
Scarlett's on. Yeah, let's give a quick shout out to a lot of people.
Shout out to the Smut Sisters.
Demetrio, we got Blushing Vixen. Hey, baby.
Reserve Stag, Ginger Fire, Doyle.
Slim Dark got in there late, too.
Yes.
Yeah, Slim Dark.
Slim Dark.
Coco, who's sitting next to us.
Well, we just had a, that was probably one of our more rousing sessions of the O-Fix podcast. It's always apparently much better to do this in person, huh?
Yeah, yeah, it's always more fun.
You never know what you're going
to
get.
It's easier to feed off of each other. That's why I was like, so for a while, like Dirty Girls Corner decided we were just going to kind of do remotely, we were way boring. Because we just couldn't, like, feed off of each other's energy. So even the first one we did here at Mocha was, like, it was our, like, first live ever, like, on video. And it was a lot better. And even everybody was like, oh, you guys should do that again, da-da-da-da-da. So anyways, you guys go ahead and talk about what you were supposed to talk about now. Back to the subject.
Well, as you can say, so we started the podcast with the kickoff for the Splash Mocha season,
and it deteriorated from there.
But it also gave you a taste of what is to come this 2024 Splash Mocha season.
Yes.
The party this weekend. This is the energy starting for the night, and it isn't even officially started yet. Oh boy. If you have not looked up splashmocha.com and looked at the different events scheduled for this year, make sure you go over and look at their webpage and then hit up Angel Meeks and I for our affiliate code as opposed to Craig McKinney's or Goliath's. or Mr. and Mrs. Mocha's. I'm going to get that plug in there first before everybody else.
Hey, Mr. Meeks, you know the funny thing about it, man, is we talk about the kickoff season and everything like that, but you know, the Splash Mocha officially begins tomorrow.
Yes.
But I spoke to one of the organizers today and they said out of like 200 rooms, there's like 90 that are filled with Splash Mocha people this weekend. So Splash Mocha officially starts Thursday, but this is the pre-kickoff for everything that's coming. There's a lot of people. Splash Mocha is officially Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but it has now become unofficially Wednesday.
Yep.
Through.
Book early.
Yes, book early because they do sell out.
And
yes.
Come early.
And come early.
Yeah. Okay. And come early. That's correct.
And come early?
Come early.
Come early.
Yes.
Do as much coming as you can.
And the girls ask you to come often, right?
Yes.
Come early and come often. Everybody, I do want to, you know, jump in here and say thank you so much for those who have supported Old Faces. Big shout out to Mrs. Mocha. She's here with us. She's
yes. Good to see you, girl.
Healthy, she's right feeling now. Better, healthy. She's smiling.
That's my dog.
Big shout out to Chris Minks, who is.
Tell everyone I'm just on pills.
Long as you're smiling, pop as many as necessary.
Okay.
Pop another.
No, I wouldn't be good.
I'll be throwing pills like Scooby snacks if Omega Abby.
You catch that.
And Mr. Minks, shout out to Mr. Minks who has
which one?
Made things a lot easier. Who's joined me?
Oh
as
yeah,
a co-host.
Yo! Hold on for a second, man.
I'm coming to you, man.
I know.
I'm on the way over
gotta,
there.
We gotta throw it to Dimitri real fast.
Is he in there?
Let's throw it to Dimitri.
Hold on, we let Dimitri ask his own questions. I mean, we just push the button
to the Big D real fast.
No, Dimitri, where you at? I don't know if you can. If he can't, well, go ahead and ask his question just in case he can't jump in. I don't know where he at. I know he got a lot going on. Nah, but
he said the comment is number two. I'm waiting for you to throw a hookup.
Who's number two?
That's number two.
Number two. Yeah.
Number two.
That's right.
I'm number two. Yeah. Hey, I always got a hookup for Craig Jr. Craig Jr.
You, Craig.
Yes, I always got you. I always
Craig.
Got you, my man.
Oh, they can do it right there. Do you hear me?
There he is.
That's my dog.
D, we can't hear you. Oh, no, you choppy. Yeah. You choppy.
Hello.
Man, take it off the Bluetooth, man.
Take it off the... Not, first it was Kermit, now it's the Bluth. Hey, take it off the Bluth.
Take it off the Bluth.
You ain't Kermit in loud and clear enough.
Kermit. Kermit in loud.
Nah, so D, his is connecting, so that means his Wi-Fi signal is off. So while he's working on that, like I was saying, shout out to Chris Minx, who's definitely made the show more exciting and fun.
Organized. More organized.
A lot more organized. And then, of course, Goliath, who has been on Old Faces Podcast quite a few times. He's the first video podcast I ever did was with Goliath.
Yeah, right.
And he was the crash test dummy. And everything went well. And then, of course, Mr. Craig McKinney, who you got to beg to get on the podcast, he'd be sitting there listening.
Oh, come on.
He'd be sitting there listening and completely ignoring you. Like, you talk about him. You see him in the feed looking at you. He don't say shit. You know what I'm saying? You know. So before we get out of here, I'm Mr. Mocha. This is Old Faces Podcast. If you like listening to Old Faces, be sure to go and listen to our podcast wherever you get your podcast, whether it's Spotify, iHeart, Google, where else, baby?
Apple Tune,
all of that good stuff. Mr. Minx?
Yeah. Man, I didn't even get to wear my robe tonight. I brought it down so I could sit next to you in matching robes.
Listen, we still have 3 more days. I'll go get the robe tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Yeah, everybody, thank you again for tuning in, joining us. I know this one was a little raucous. Hope you had as much fun tonight as we did. From the team here in Atlanta, watch for us over the next 3 days. We might get back together and do this again.
Well, we doing this.
And Jasmine, we will see you tomorrow.
ATL Hope.
Welcome to Atlanta Remix.
All right, everybody. Thank you and have a great night.
Bye. It's orgasm.
Oh, yeah. Now Demetri said my speaker is broken.